Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are either with the Republic or against it. There is such an important article at InfoWars.com. It doesn't say who wrote it, but I commend them. It's excellent. This is something that I guess the crew, Nick Green or Wilson or some great person can grab these and put these together. Some of these I haven't seen. There's so many of them. Flashback, Democrat leaders incite riots and violence. And we've got widespread civil unrest is needed to get rid of Trump. That's civil unrest. That's what you saw was a little bit of civil unrest, breaking some things, doing some stuff, and then four Trump supporters got murdered. James Clapper echoed it on video saying, have an uprising if Mueller was fired. You got Cory Booker saying, have an uprising. You got Hillary Clinton saying, you got an uprising. You have to pull up the articles on InfoWars.com. I want to just show these to people. Flashback, Democrat leader incites riots. Violence. I mean, they say specifically civil unrest. That means burning things, all that. I say civil disobedience. That just means blocking things peacefully. We've got congressmen saying we need civil unrest. If Mueller fired because he was God, remember? They just went with this new coup. We've got James Clapper saying it. Yeah, just scroll through the article, guys. We can do it that way. We've got Cory Booker saying it. Yeah, just scroll down to Cory Booker. It's okay, go ahead. And there you go. There's Cory Booker just right after that. Yep. Oh, that's Clapper. Okay, there's Booker. Let's go to the next one. That's Hillary Clinton calling for civil unrest and violence. You got Maxine Waters. You got Eric Holder doing it. You got more Democrats doing it. Jacqueline Castrox. You've got, of course, Mad Maxine doing it a whole bunch. You got Nancy Pelosi calling for violence. You got Joe Biden saying beat up Trump. You know, kick them while they're down, all that kind of crap. More of Pelosi saying you got another guy that was found with his dead intern in his office. Old psycho Joe Scarborough saying it. And more and more. So there you go. But we come back. I'm going to go through Republicans calling everyone there terrorist. You're fighting a fraudulent election. You're supporting your president. A million of you show up conservatively. 300,000 show up at the Capitol. A couple hundred go in, led by skinny jeans, Antifa, and weirdos in uniforms. And the media doesn't want to know, hey, who's that in uniforms? Hey, who's that obviously with military precision? Who's that that's trained? No, they say Trump did it. Trump goes, oh, no, I'm not with my supporters. And they got him right there. Oh, we got you. But I'm not going to hate Trump after he's been surrounded, he's been in the White House being bullied and everything. No, we're going to give Trump leadership. We're not going to throw Trump to the side. I was just talking to Flynn's, and they're like, yeah, no, Trump's throwing us on the bus. It's terrible. We're really pissed off right now. And I said, you got to reach out to him now. He's alone. And you got to let him know. And you got to support him. And you got to pray for him. And you got to understand. And you got to get him to understand. You got to come out and say, hey, I'm against violence, but now we know it's Antifa and all this. And that will stop them from destroying the Trump legacy, which is a big domino that then falls into all of us for the ghettoization with the global social credit score of anybody that supports freedom. You become a third-class citizen, a fourth-class citizen. You will be deplatformed. They can deplatform the president, which is now happening. As soon as he said, I'm sorry, I'm conceding. You saw Harris, and then it looked totally freaked out and criminal, and you saw Biden now at the podium. Just, Harris is like, Jesus. You were so mean to our BLM people. You abused them so badly in our Antifa. And now we've seen what terrorists. We're going to arrest all of you. Ah, finally, America's mine. It's like a Little Mermaid when she sells her soul or voice. And Elizabeth says, I've got you. Now you're a slave in the pit. Finally under the pedophile king's control.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Inside the New World Order, America's falling to global communism. You got the media up there looking for faces of people that were at the Capitol to help arrest them. When the media merges with the police, you got something called fascism. But the left's the new neoliberal that runs death camps around the world and slave colonies with Muslims and Christians and, you know, is into pedophilia. I mean, they're the new rulers, but Trump has taken the bait. He's capitulated. He can always reverse it. He's got 11 and a half days to do it. We've got to get him to do it. The evidence has come out that Antifa launched the attacks with some other shadowy groups, tricked some Q-tards to go in. That's just a fact. That's the evidence. We have to get Trump to come out and say, whoa, 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 I decried the violence. It's not my fault. Because now they're saying, oh, well, you admit you're wrong. You're banned. Your party's banned. Your supporters are banned. You're banned off PayPal. You're banned off Shopify. Trump's like, whoa. So now he's going into supporters more. I mean, wow, he's really collapsing on us, folks. So you're like, well, then screw him. Hey, he's just an image, an idea now. We need to get this to Trump to understand that he has been totally set up and he has been bamboozled. John Bounds filed an excellent report laying all this out. You imagine if a black woman got shot by a white cop for breaking a window, you see the country burn. I don't care what color you are. This woman shouldn't have been executed. She thought she was there for President Trump under Q command. She was an Air Force veteran. But just because she was fooled doesn't mean she deserves to die. Here it is.
And their allies have not allowed us to see one machine or one paper ballot. Now, if they ran such a clean election, why wouldn't they make all the machines available immediately? If they ran such a clean election, they'd have you come in and look at the paper ballots. Who hides evidence? Criminals hide evidence, not honest people. And let me, as simply as I can, explain it. You know, the old way was to have a bunch of ballots sitting in a box under the floor, and when you needed more, you pull them out in the dark of night. They put those ballots in a secret folder in the machines, sitting there waiting until they know how many they need. And then the machine, after the close of polls, we now know who's voted and we know who hasn't. And I can now, in that machine, match those unvoted ballots with an unvoted voter and put them together in the machine.
We will not let them silence your voices. We're not going to let it happen.
Following President Trump's final words, the thousands of Trump supporters made a beeline for the Capitol building. Lock all doors if able. Immediately seek shelter. Remain quiet and await further direction, a voice said over the Capitol loudspeaker, and Capitol police fired warning shots Congress sheltered in place rather than face the people they supposedly represent. After several skirmishes with Capitol Police, the Capitol Police appeared to open the gates and invite the Trump supporters in. Then police on the inside of the Capitol shot 14-year Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt in cold blood for merely standing up to get through the window, who, under the First Amendment, was merely petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. Will she be hailed a hero like George Floyd? Will her story be twisted like the Charlottesville hoax? Will the facts be reworded to make her look guilty like they were when four Proud Boys were stabbed by a BLM psychopath?
I understand there's a 16-year-old young woman who was shot. Now, you know, maybe she was doing terrible things and deserved to be shot.
And will a lot of the damage lead right back to the Antifa antagonists that disguise themselves as Trump supporters? Joe Biden, the catalyst for the entire debacle, lectured the American people, labeling the occupying Americans, many of them veterans, as extremists.
Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition.
The people are surprised when a tactic that's proved effective for one group of people is then suddenly taken up by other people of whom they don't approve, starting with the vice president down. Oh, this is not who we are. Have you switched on a TV since Memorial Day? This is exactly who we are. So it's okay. It's okay to burn Wendy's in Atlanta. It's okay to loot Macy's. It's okay to incinerate a precinct house in Minneapolis. It's okay to set up the Chaz Chop Autonomous Republic. But suddenly you expect the capital of the United States, the United States Congress, to be immune from this. That's completely preposterous.
As hard as they try to demonize American patriots, it isn't working. It's merely angering a growing majority of citizens from all walks of life that simply want free and fair elections, an end to the corruption, and their voices heard. John Bound reporting.
TheResistance.video. That's the new URL. They're not censoring at this point. TheResistance.video. The Capitol storm reveals complete tyranny. What an incredibly important video in the John Bound section on the left-hand side. Please share that if you want to defeat this takeover. The enemy totally is based on cutting off our communication. So I'm going to explain this again. The Capitol Police stood down. They were then ordered to let the crowds in that didn't even want in, because I guess they needed to cover up the 100 Antifa and the other 50 or so orange hat guys that let in and did this. And it's them breaking the windows out, doing it all. The police, again, aren't part of this. They're following orders. And we've totally caught them red-handed. And this is the new Kennedy assassination. This will be studied forever. They're going to try to take the country over and ban conservative demonstrations now, but the left can burn down cities. None of this is going to float. This dog is not going to hunt. There are too many witnesses, too many videos. It doesn't matter how you censor it. I had a guest on yesterday in D.C. who was like just a regular young guy out of high school, and his friends went and joined Antifa and were posing as conservatives, burning and attacking. And so for a year, he's been following them, and now is huge on Twitter, and he's like a superhero catching them everywhere. He knows who they are and their names and everything. And if the feds wanted to go stop this, they could go right into that one man's Twitter, but Tyler Hansen. And you could go, I don't get any banned for saying that. You could just see, here they are. Here they're saying doing it. Here's how they operate. Here's the group. He's got it all. One 20-something-year-old dude. He's like 20 years old. He's a kid. The point is that it's all there. I was there. Our listeners saw it. Our listeners are like hardcore veterans and retired cops and steel workers. And they were like, yeah, we saw these skinny jean guys go attack the cops. They finally got the cops to fight back. Then these other guys came as reinforcement. These weren't skinny jean guys. They hired some tough guys. tough guys in the orange hats. They ran the cops over, beat the living hell out of them, and then they retreated. That's not normal if you're storming a Capitol and you're pissed off mob. You storm it, you go in. You don't knock a hole in the wall so everybody can pour in. Oh, I'm so pissed right now. And, you know, Owen's like, don't get mad at yourself and say it's your fault. It's not my fault. I'm going to recognize the whole truth. I knew Trump was cut off. I knew it was a setup. I knew Antifa said they were going to go there. And I just couldn't imagine that the police would stand down for these people, but it happened. And then they killed these people later. Not the police, the weird special security, plainclothes security for the Democrats. And now that doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter when they killed four people. That doesn't matter. Oh, no. We're the terrorists. And Lindsey Graham calls us terrorists. So I'll tell you. Everybody needs to get past their emotions. General Flynn is pissed off at Trump right now. He absolutely has every right to be. And Roger Stone and everybody else has their concerns. They need to call Trump. Because I know there's thousands of people listening to talk to Flynn and talk to Stone. I've called them myself and talked to them. I'm just saying. Everybody needs to call them and say, listen, the Antifa story is everything. It's okay. Yes, Trump capitulated too early. It's not his fault. Let's get him the info. He still has the power for 12 days. Now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A few people broke into the Capitol, a few idiots out of hundreds of thousands of great people went in there, broke a few things, four of them got shot and killed. That was an overreaction compared to the left taking over capitals all the times they've done it, and Code Pink and the rest of it. I say don't shoot them. He's coming out saying, oh, we're going to go after the extremist groups that create this ideology. So yeah, it's an important place. It's the Capitol. It's D.C. While they were about to hold hearings on fraud. And by the Capitol being taken over, that ruins that investigation into fraud and helps the New World Order. So in any investigation, you ask yourself the question, qui bono, in Latin, who benefits? And, of course, the globalists benefit at every level. Let me tell you who we got coming up, a raft of experts today. Joel Skousen, next segment, World Affairs Brief, Matt Bracken, and Jake the Barbarian, who's also known as the Q Shaman. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's Antifa. He got called Antifa, but he definitely went into the Capitol, he witnessed this. So we're going to talk to Jake the Barbarian coming up, and then Owen Schroyer in the fourth hour into his own show. But this is historic. This is a big, big deal. So let me show you these articles again. Why is this so important? YouTube, Facebook, Apple ban Alex Jones. This is 2.5 years ago, August of 2018. Next, it was PayPal bans Alex Jones, September 2018. Thousands of articles each time normalizing. Well, he's bad. He deserves it. Then after banning InfoWars, Shopify and others start banning gun platforms and now hunting and fishing platforms. See how it works? And today, PayPal, Shopify, as soon as Trump last night said, my supporters are bad, they went, oh, you admit you're guilty. When Trump should have come out and said, we're investigating who really triggered it and who was behind it, but we decry whoever did it. PayPal and Shopify removed Trump-related accounts, citing policies against supporting violence. Oh, like Antifa being supported in BLM by Apple and by Google and by Facebook. Shooting people, burning down buildings, burning down police stations, killing cops. Trump official merchandise stores removed by Shopify. The move comes after violence from pro-Trump supporters erupted at the Capitol. So if someone dresses up in a Ford jacket and goes and breaks the window, now Ford can't sell their cars. What if somebody commits a murder wearing Levi's blue jeans? Well, he was wearing Levi's blue jeans. Anyone could do this. It's called a frame-up. A false flag's a frame-up, folks. And it turns out half of your pipe bombings are done by police or firemen. Does that mean police and firemen are bad? No, it means statistically they want to be heroes. There's a very small percentage of them that do this, but it still is about half of those that do it. Well, turns out what most, it's over 50% of declared rapes in the UK, Europe, and the US are not real. Half the time, so almost 60% of the time, women lie. It's called a frame-up. And it's the left that does it. The left is all about false reports or staging something and blaming it on you. Trump official merchandise stores removed by Shopify. Shopify removes accounts associated with President Trump. So now they're in the mode of outlawing the president of the United States communicating online. They're blocking him on Twitter more and more. They're saying, oh, no one's going to carry his speeches. And Trump's like, oh, okay. And he won't be heard from, and he'll just go away, and Joe Biden takes over. That will encourage Biden and them to go for the 25th Amendment removal. That will encourage them to be even crazier and more out of control. And so these devils have now done it. And regardless of whether Trump stays in or not, or continues to fight, because that's all collapsing, he had almost no support behind him. He was like a big facade. Yeah, he was a real person himself, but the whole bureaucracy wasn't there. So a wind came by, he blew over. And we knew they were coming. We knew they were provocateur, but I didn't imagine they'd open the gates up and let them in and do all this. Like, Andy, if it was a joke. No, not at a point like this. So they had to bring in that special group of boys with the orange caps. And even the Washington Post, the New York Times, here's the Wall Street Journal report on, at the U.S. Capitol, milling crowds sparked riot in a few crucial minutes. And it says there was these men in blaze orange beanie hats, military-style vests. And Antifa hits first, then they hit, and then it goes on. And it says, 3 minutes after, the contingent of orange hatted after Antifa attacked demonstrators standing nearby, many outfitted with helmets, camouflage, and body armor, began to march down First Street toward the roundabout, chanting F Antifa. So they're going to go attack the police that Antifa hates. Okay. The identities and affiliations of the group in orange hats weren't immediately clear. After the group wearing orange hats and military-style vests joined the fray, the confrontation took a more aggressive turn. Because then the police actually fought back. They weren't just pushing over a few meth head, you know, probably Senator Kane's son who's been arrested before. I'm sure he was there. And if a leader, we know major leaders were there and got arrested, they couldn't scare the cops. But in comes these real guys, a little bit bigger. It all goes downhill. Oh, here's the next picture. Soon, the far-right top conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones, appeared atop a vehicle. It was a pile of chairs on the Capitol lawn with a bullhorn out of range of police projectiles to urge rioters forward. Well, I just played to you in the first hour, 10 minutes of me, from the beginning saying be peaceful, I'm marching down the street, not knowing most of the march has already gotten there, and I get there and all hell's broke loose. But that's the Wall Street Journal today for you, ladies and gentlemen. They've got other articles out saying I commanded the whole deal and I'm going to be arrested. Okay, whatever. Absolutely insane. There I am at the beginning of the march saying let's be peaceful. I just say it the whole time. I've got hours of this. Hours. I got 40 minutes before I get there saying that. I'm like, don't even preach liberty or death, folks. Because I said, I get it, but they're going to try to use that. Let's just say we're taking our America back and down with globalism and the CCP. All right, we're going to go to break. I would suggest you get high-quality, storable food now that lasts 25 years, it's ready to ship. I would suggest you go to InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com, leads you right to a special subpage we have. We're able to offer lower prices than even normal that nobody else can. They want it to end today. I may send it to Monday, but preparewithalex.com takes you right to that subpage at InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3039. They can walk you through it. We've just seen surges of food sales the last month, and now it's just off the charts. They're ready to ship day of order, day after order. But at this level, there may start being waits if you don't get your order in the next week or so. But right now, it's basically instant delivery. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has the Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and K under the tongue for your immunity, your overall defense. We've got pollen block back in. We've got Supermall Vitality back in. X2, the highest quality clean iodine back in for your, it's essential. InfoWarsStore.com, living defense. InfoWarsStore.com, supercharge 2021. New Year's specials, up to 60% off our best-selling products. InfoWarsStore.com. But I would get your orders in. The charcoal toothpaste is back in. Activated charcoal, it's discounted as well.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, I trust in God. I know that God controls battlefields, God controls families, God controls countries, God controls everything. The sparrows of the field, the lilies of the field, the whales in the ocean, the stars in the sky. God made it all. And so, I've done big rallies in D.C. Nobody would step up to this one. I got the seed money. I set up the fifth. I set up the sixth. People had the permits, but they were going to pay for it. I put the money in, and I didn't have the money, and I spent our reserves, and then God literally had some donors call and pay for it all. It was great. It was good. We're exposing election fraud. And then I knew Anthony said they were coming to try to provocateur and dress as patriots. I thought, oh, I guess they'll start fights or something, try to cause a riot. I didn't think go into the Capitol and have the police stand down. And we have all the footage, and we have the Capitol Police admitting they had intel reports they knew this. We talked to Capitol Police that night. I've got sources that they said 25th Amendment, if Trump doesn't come out and repudiate his base tomorrow, I told you in a video that night he'd do it. Shot a video that was up at like 10 at night. And sure enough, it happened. And so Trump's been buffaloed. He's been collapsed right now. And as soon as he did that, okay, your banking's being taken away, Mr. President. Now your campaign website can't take money. That violates campaign laws. What they did to me as a beta test 2.5 years ago is now going operational and is very dangerous. So I was talking to General Flynn's folks and getting a hold of him earlier. They're like, well, Flynn's mad. You know, Trump's totally betrayed us. We got to go and help him and get him to stand up and go, oh, wait, Antifa did this. He's got Matt Gaetz saying it. He's got all these other congressmen saying they got intelligence briefings, and you've got the New York Post confirming they arrested Antifa. I have the video, and this other weird group of men with orange hats and military outfits. And so Joel Skousen joins us at World Affairs Brief to really drill into what he witnessed. He's a former Marine Corps officer and naval aviator, and his family's been at the forefront since the 50s, the first to expose the globalist plot. And so he's led some of the largest conservative coalitions in the country. And it's safe to say the enemy probably would have already taken over if it wasn't for he and his family's work. He's here with us now. What would you call this dark hour for America, my friend? I mean, the Q delusion's going out the window. That's something that's good, but it's now we're faced with this nightmare.
Well, indeed we are. This was a shocking January 6th. We'll never be allowed in America to live this down. They're going to continue to pump this information that the radical right attacked the Capitol of the United States, and it wasn't the Trump supporters. As you have clearly said, and I documented in today's World Affairs Brief, which came out, it was about 24 professional agent provocateurs. And it's not just random Antifa BLM people that we have documentation of them trucking in there. Those are the people that, you know, do fisticuffs and other things. But these people came in actually prepared to coordinate with the Capitol Police, who had to get orders from their higher-ups to open the barricades and let all the protesters in, knowing that the agent provocateurs would then get up to the front of those and start attacking Capitol Police in the Capitol Rotunda and trying to get into the various doors. And so that's exactly what happened. Unfortunately, some of the more macho Trump supporters joined in the melee thinking that this was all legitimate. There's one thing that we need to put out to the movement, Alex, and that is, and you warned about this last August, the biggest threat to our movement now are agent provocateurs trying to get us and our people to do something radical. And that's why I'm very, very concerned about all of the false chatter about civil war. There can be no civil war when the majority of mainstream Republicans are fat, dumb, and happy in this country and are not concerned about the loss of President Trump of this election or the...
That's right. They'll just be tricked to turn on the nationalist base and further isolate themselves in the process, which we're already seeing from the Republicans.
That's right. And I'm really worried, and I watched this interview that you did with General Flynn, and I'm really worried when somebody of his caliber, and General Flynn's a wonderful person, I like him a lot, but for him to say, I am 100% certain that Donald Trump is going to be reinstalled as president, you know, after January 6th, I wished you would have asked him, how can you say that with all of the defeats, all of the control of the judges going against this?
Trump said he'd never give up and was about to put the evidence on, but now it didn't happen because this group of military-looking law enforcement men in orange hats with Antifa breached it and the Capitol Police stood down. So, I mean, we have the whole false flag right there. And then you have the Q idiots behind it, led by this guy's coming on, who I don't think were bad. They were just idiots. You know, this Thor hammer right there, he thinks it's Battle of the Gods, end of the world. He said that. Ragnarok, Guder Dalaran, they were the only people to go in was the Q idiots.
Well, there are really Q agents working our side of the movement, and they haven't quit. You know, I can see somebody claiming or being from U.S. intelligence coming to Mike Flynn and telling him, you know, we've got this under control. We're going to make sure that Trump wins. We're going to put out the evidence. Look, the evidence isn't going to swing this. The media isn't going to cover the evidence. And we have found, shockingly, in this COVID fiasco, that fully 80% of Americans get all of their news from the mainstream media. And you can't have a revolution, you can't have a revolt against the deep state when 80% of Americans are dumbed down with national media news. And that's the sad fact. But I am really concerned with all the talk of civil war that there's going to be people who are really eager to do something.
I agree. We don't want physical confrontation. If I was the globalist, I was saying I would do this if I was them. And I had their morals, their compass. It's truck bomb city. This is when they're going to say, for retaliation for shooting the poor Babbitt woman, we are going to truck bomb a federal building. No, no, no. We don't support that. We're not behind that. That's why I said, don't march to Washington. I'm not going on the 20th now. Now we need to absolutely, Trump's given up so far. That is our major signal to absolutely be on the lookout for provocateurs.
Well, that's right. And we've got to make sure that in any rallies that are held in the conservative movement, that you task dozens of people who are savvy to watch out for these agent provocateurs in here. They're dressed in a certain way. If they come in back,
by the way, we had these guys show up. They all have that weird twinkle bell, crazy look in their eye. We looked when they were liberals that showed up in Georgia wanting us to do a sit in or get violent. So they're everywhere. I mean, they really know what they're doing.
Well, the telltale case is every one of these people had backpacks, and in those backpacks were gas masks, weapons, mace, or other smoke bombs or things. Look, Trump supporters don't bring those types of things to a rally. So those people need to be ferreted out.
Oh, by the way, go back. Look, the same orange hats were at Josh Hawley's house.
That's right. Now, this is very, very crucial because I can see, even besides a false flag truck bombing and thing, that they can gin up a movement within various militia movements to start to do some actual physical, revolutionary things. And that would be used as a gun control measure to justify stripping guns away. If we ever had a phony insurrection, a false flag insurrection in this country, and they're already talking up the attitude of insurrection, that would be a real trigger to say, we've got to take away these guns from all these right-wing extremists. So we've got to be careful not to fall into that trap.
What would you call this period of history? The attempt to trigger a civil war, to collapse the nation, and then use that emergency to bring in the real martial law, or what?
No, not at all. No, I'm saying I think this is merely meant to destroy the reputation of Donald Trump and destroy the reputation of the Trump supporters. It's like the ABC.
No, I mean, I agree on the surface, that's it. I'm just saying, well, please continue.
I'm saying it's just like ABC News director Rick Klein said. He said, yeah, it was easy enough to get rid of Donald Trump, but it's going to be a much harder task to destroy the movement behind Donald Trump. So we are the target, and we've got to
be. That's right. How do you demonize a populist movement? And that's their goal. They admit it.
Yeah, that's right. You do it by these false flag attacks. And I'm just trying to portray that it's going to be more than a truck bomb. It's going to be more than an Oklahoma City bombing. That's been done before. I think they're going to try to gin up some large mass revolutionary movements that, in fact, are going to be driven by agent provocateurs, not just Antifa.
And that's going to be whoever these feds are, these globalists in Q, because they're already saying Trump's secretly in Texas. He's about to order you to launch your military attacks. That is so damn obvious.
That's right. And unfortunately, you know, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, they're listening to Q. Lynn Wood published this rumor about the deep state is going to kill Donald Trump and all of his supporters. I mean, that's just bullshit.
Stay there, Joel Skousen. This is never heard Joel Skousen say BS. That's where we're at, folks. I mean, this is crazy. We'll be right back.
Time to show them what a real
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
WorldFirstBrief.com editor-in-chief, one of the smartest guys I know, is here with us. And I want to be clear. We're analyzing all this footage. We know known Antifa, some got arrested. Law enforcement confirms that. Intelligence reports, over 100 of them there. They said over 100 were coming. But then you got these guys in the orange hats that came in and attacked the police right at the wrong time. And we're getting intel that some supposed Proud Boys were in there. Well, that's just like a militia. You have feds that infiltrated to provocateur it. I like the Proud Boys' overall idea, but they're the main target. They're perfect to infiltrate. And so we'll go wherever this leads us. Clearly, they got some red-blooded Americans in all this hype and all this Q delirium to like, oh, we're in, like this poor Air Force woman that got shot and killed. She was a Q person, believe she was attacking for Trump. This hurt Trump. This hurt America. So I'm not attacking you Q people. I want you to understand. Joel Skousen headed up the largest conservative organization in the United States, okay, under Reagan and others. He's been an officer in the Marine Corps. His uncle launched the whole liberty movement and educated Barry Goldwater and Ron Paul and everybody. I mean, my family's been in this forever. I've been on here 27 years. I'm not trying to give you a pedigree. I'm saying we're real. Who we are, warts and all, is here. This Q thing is so dangerous, and now you're seeing it be deployed. Joel, you've got the floor about what else you think we should do here.
Well, first of all, we've got to really help our own people to see through this Q phenomenon. Remember what I've said time and again in the World Affairs Brief.
You said they were going to set us up using Q.
That's right. And the NSA has spies on everything, telephone, email. There isn't anything. There is no way a true conservative insider could be in anywhere in the White House, in the intel facilities, in the military, and be talking to David Icke or Hodges or anybody else and not get caught. The only reason they are not stopped is because they are working for the deep state and the government, and they're giving Trump supporters false hope and building them towards revolution. And we've got to decry time and again, stop believing in false disinformation. This is the reality. You ought to wake up and everyone realize that what happened on Wednesday should ever go down in our history. And remember, this was a deep state operation in concert with the Capitol Police, not necessarily every one of the Capitol policemen, but the higher ups who, when they asked them, you know, what do I do about all these people at the gate, say, let them in. Somebody gave the order to let them in. And here's the point. Donald Trump, they're going to try to impeach Donald Trump next week in a very quick slam dunk operation so that they can ban him from running for office forevermore. Now, actually, even though I like Donald Trump, I know he's got a good heart and he wants America great again. He is totally incapable of fighting the deep state. He doesn't know whose deep state
he's. By the way, I don't want to interrupt you, but I know multiple people that have had long meals with Trump, and they say that he's exhausted, confused, doesn't know why America didn't want prosperity, and is overwhelmed, just like you said.
Well, as I say, I'm not trying to beat the man while he's down. He's got a good heart. But the point is, he's ill-equipped to handle the deep state. Going forward, we're not going to win another election. All right, so we've got to have a candidate, not that goes out there to win, not be mainstream enough to attract the middle of the road. We've got a candidate who really understands the deep state, the conspiratorial aspects, the true facts that can articulate this to the American people in a way that will convert a great portion of people who don't see any of this information to the proper role of government and to the proper role of what we're dealing with in this world. If we don't get that, if we let Donald Trump continue to lead this movement, he's got the rhetoric, but he doesn't have the substance.
I totally agree. So let's talk about that. What would you do if you were Trump in 12 days? I think that if he keeps capitulating and putting his tail between his legs, that will initiate them totally blackballing him and destroying not just him, but hurting the liberty movement. So how do we ride the rail of don't let him destroy Trump, but at the same time get him to do things that get them off his back and stabilize things and get on the offense, like everybody pointing out, the left's out burning everything down. What happened in the Capitol here is almost nothing. He needs to get on the Antifa angle and say, whoever did it, I want to prosecute it, not my supporters suck, to get his own supporters to turn against him. How did they get him to make that statement? They threatened him with the 25th Amendment.
No, he was totally demoralized because of this, because he felt betrayed. He has not got, I mean, this is the proof he hasn't got anyone around him feeding the truth, because even Laura Ingraham on Fox News talked about Antifa infiltrating thing, and he apparently didn't see that on television. He was so demoralized. He usually watches Fox News. Tucker Carlson won't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I can tell you, he's eating at one sitting, two steaks, five lobster tails, giant bowls of ice cream, and then eating prime rib as dessert and shoveling down piles of crab as dessert. Other people that know him well, they say he's eating three times what he normally eats.
Well, he's not going to last very long health-wise that way. But here's the point. Only someone like yourself or myself getting down with a couple of hours with him could straighten him out in terms of, I mean, if he knew what the deep state was doing in terms of terrorism that he's bought into during his whole administration, I'm afraid his pride is so great he would almost be too difficult to accept that he bombed Syria, you know, because of false intelligence, that he killed Soleimani because of false intelligence. But he needs to know that if he's ever going to be into politics before, and I don't know how to get that information to him. But we as a movement have to be watchful of the deep state trying to destroy us from inside, and we've got to develop leadership who will actually verbalize credibly the conspiratorial issues that have built this movement to what it is. Ted Cruz won't do that. Nobody that I'm, Rand Paul won't do that. Nobody that I know will do it. Even Ron Paul won't touch it. Unfortunately, because he knows it'll get him blackballed by the media.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's running scared. Ted Cruz is running scared. Rand Paul's running scared. And that's just not the answer. They're going to be next. They've got to come out against Antifa. I mean, isn't that important? I mean, isn't that key to expose that the initiation of this was clearly by provocateurs?
Yes, but it has to be not just Antifa. You have to say these are professional agent provocateurs. You've got to show the videos during the riots in police, whether you saw them in masks and black hoodies and things, breaking windows. Those were professional agent provocateurs, not just the communists from BLM and Antifa, which are just, you know, they're cannon fodder for the globalists. These are professionals they sent in there.
And by the way, a lot of them are known names, but like the pink is a symbol, so they recognize each other. I mean, they even have code words, all of it.
Yeah, and what I worry about is, you know, over 100 of those people have been arrested, but all the list of the 36 people they put in are suspects that they're looking for. None of those were the agent provocateurs. If they did arrest some of those agent provocateurs, I think they'll be quietly released because, you know, the higher-ups will be told, you know, these are our boys, let them go. And that's what you never see because the press won't cover it, the police won't tell you.
Patriots never wear masks. The whole thing is all the guys doing this were wearing masks and backpacks.
That's right. That's right.
And that's how they all know each other. And they fooled a few good old boys to go along with it, you know?
Yeah, it was very sad. In fact, the media didn't cover the fact that many of the true Trump supporters actually fought against the people who were doing destruction, telling them to stop and trying to get...
We got examples of it right here.
Yeah.
Joel, is Trump completely worthless at this point? I mean, is there anything we can get? Doesn't he get that he just, by capitulating, he just opened up his arteries in a pool of sharks?
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to be able to service the media anymore. He's too easily intimidated. Not only is he capable of being flattered easily, he's too easily intimidated with the threats of, you know, you've just destroyed the movement, you're destroying the Republican Party, none of us can do anything as long as you make these radical statements. You know, he's surrounded by sharks. When you look at all the leaks that came out of the White House during the night about Trump is a monster, Trump was mentally incapable of dealing with us, Trump was this and that... These are people who we're talking to. These are people surrounding Donald Trump, and they're on the other side. And Trump's incapable of seeing that. I mean, even the attorneys that he hired for him, Jenna Ellis used to be anti-Trump. And, you know, Rudy Giuliani's deep state, he sabotaged every bit of this legal fight against the courts. And Donald Trump praised him in the meeting and said, this is a great champion. He's not a great champion. He's deep state.
So if I want to be clear. We have all the video. We're compiling it now. Before Trump even spoke, there was over 100 Antifa and black with the pink, so they could recognize each other, attacking police, getting it all primed, waiting. And then this other group came in and just it kept unfolding. And clearly they provocateured it. A group of Trump supporters would never have acted like this. I mean, but I tell you, they really got played like a violin.
That's right. I might just say for your listeners, if they want to have a copy of today's briefing on all of this material, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send you today's issue. Alex, I want to appreciate, first of all, what you've done for the movement and your warnings. They're coming true. Your ability to see through Trump's failures, even though we're supportive of Trump. We've got to move on. We've got to redevelop the movement under principled leadership.
I know you got to go, but do 5 more minutes with us with other ideas. I know I've been breaking in a lot today, but these are hectic times. I think praying to God's what's important, get back to family. But talking about how do we replace Trump with the movement, because if he's going to turn his own movement, help destroy a populist movement that he kind of rode in on, where do we move forward from on an American movement that started in 1776 and got re-killed in the 50s with your uncle, Cleon Skousen, and so many others? We're going to go to break right now with Joel Skousen and come back. And then we've got a bunch of other big guests with us as well. We've got Matt Bracken, and we've got one of the Q people joining us.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.